Hölgyeim és Uraim, tisztelt ünnepi konferencia.
Ladies and gentlemen, the participants of the conference, I would like to welcome you. But first of all, Zsuzsa Ferge, retired professor of our university, who celebrates her 86th birthday this year. I welcome the speakers, Mr. Adrian Sinfield, retired professor of the Edinburgh University. Mr. Georg Wubra, retired professor of the Leipzig University. And Mr. Guy Standing, research professor of the London University and founder, co-chairman of the Basic Income Plus Network. Thank you for honoring Professor Ferge with and the conference by your presence. I'm glad to welcome all our dear guests who came here today to celebrate together. As far as I know, Zsuzsa Ferge does not like to use and hear big words about herself. And it is regretful, but not at all regretful, that it is impossible to speak by using modest words about the scientific and public life performance similarly to that of hers. At the Utrecht University, we have representatives who are very well known in Hungary and in foreign countries. And concerning that, the professor has got great merits because she has always been active to lay down the grounds for the scientific education. It was in 1985 when the education was started at the Erte University in a correspondence room, and later on in 1988 the Social Policy Department was established. Following that, in the last decades, a whole new generation tried to achieve scientific recognition for the profession. However, it was necessary for that to have a scholar whose personality. Zsuzsa Ferge had international contacts, established schools, and provided methodological basis for teaching. And together, she's celebrated and welcomed together by friends, admirers, students arriving from several parts of the world. The pursuits of Hungarian social scientists have an impact in this country. Family, it is rare that there is someone among them who attracts attention internationally. Zsuzsa Ferge is one of those few Hungarian social scientists whose great school founding activity has had an influence not only in this country, but she could enrich the methodology of the entire profession by her papers and ideas resonating also internationally. I don't know whether it matters or not, but messages you get from books, studies, articles, and interviews are read slightly differently by everyone, and it does not always coincide with the original intention of the answer. When I studied sociology, the name of the author was V. Ferge. So when I read from Zsuzsa Ferge, I tried to understand through my filter as a lawyer and law historian. So I sort of arbitrarily selected a few key messages from the professor that are important for me, and I hope that they are important also for some other people. The first It is important for me as a historian of law. It is the relation to our past. I read by Joseph Ferge that we do not know how to build on our past because we, in fact, screen those through selection process, political selection process. It is not difficult to recognize chapters from our past. What we want to remember is a part of our everyday life, but many do not understand that it is impossible to speak about nice things, and it is impossible to forget and ignore those which are less beautiful, because it has a price that we have to pay. It is impossible to see and portray certain eras as beautiful or ugly, because without shaded judgment of the past, also our presence becomes distorted, not even speaking about the future. Joseph Ferge highlighted several times that the barrier of healthy social development is ignorance due to lack of confrontation with reality. For us here at this university, is our duty to approach the past with the intention of clarification and strive for the liquidation of ignorance. Based on this is my second message on personal responsibility. It is possible to arrive at a tinted approach of the past by hard work only. About hard work, I can say that we always expect others to roll up their sleeves and start accomplishing the big task, while in a fortunate case, they stand around and keep their fingers crossed for our success. The person taking responsibility does not wait to see what others are doing, but perform the task which is not more or less than that of others. Should it be about Holocaust or the Kada regime or poverty, if Joseph Ferge expresses criticism, you feel that the society has fallen in idea of omnipotence of the market from socialism. It was the case since the time of the political systems. It is very difficult to find the right path in defining the role of the state. It is very difficult. It is not a question how badly we need credible intellectuals who can assume responsibility. However, I doubt that the university, which has always been able to renew spiritually, at this time too, young teachers, researchers, social politicians to our society who are needed. The third message is about cooperation. If I'm not mistaken, to a sense of social policy, something similar to raise the level of political action to the level of solidarity and understand that what is good for you is good also for me in the long term, and what is bad for you is something that would also suffer from sooner or later. Society, and we pay the price together. Our state. This conference scientific come to the fourth message, which is to remain loyal to our principles. The principles provide the internal system of rules that puts our life towards the direction on the path of development. to me, to be loyal to certain principles means that I know who I am, where I'm heading to in my life, and I remind myself to that occasionally. It is due to this attitude that the professional criticism of Zsuzsa Ferge did not stay in the desk drawer in circles of discussion between friends when one of the other sentence meant a risk, when real courage was needed to express a view if it was different from the prevailing ideology. Loyalty to the principles caused disadvantage and difficulty to the professor, but I don't think that she has ever resented that. Even today, she defends her position if she is not understood. I'm glad and proud that when Zsuzsa Ferge taught at the Elte University, her personality could set an example of an intellectual loyal to her principles beside professional ground. Her students could acquire not only knowledge, but also the psychological conditions absolutely necessary if one wanted to become an intellectual professional. The last and perhaps the most important message is about help. Zsuzsa Ferge, one time head of the department of the Hungarian Statistical Office, the senior staff of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, later head of the department and professor of the university, holder of many high-ranking decorations like Széchenyi Prize, head of the anti-child poverty program functioning at the Academy of Sciences from 2005. In addition to her theoretical work, there has been a scientific reality experience by experience collection. Behind the research working with numbers, she could make people in need of help visible. The professor has always stressed in connection with poverty policy that it is important to change the mindset, which is the basis of getting to know and help. To that, she has always contributed as a rector of the university. On behalf of the management, colleagues, students, I would like to welcome Zsuzsa Ferge. I wish to be active participants of the Hungarian Scientific Life along. Long live the professor. I wish you a beautiful conference.